The plan. That's a plan. Right now, I'd like to welcome a delightful duo. They're just lots of fun to listen to. And they'll be playing at Main Street's Market and Cafe. What, do you remember what that date is, Rick? 27th. Friday night, your first Friday night. Okay. So please welcome Rick Cooper and Pat Keneally. That's Cooper and Keneally.
How Rick and I met.
Before we get into that, something's been bothering me. This is a cultural thing, okay?
Something's bothering him.
You know, you go to the supermarket, you buy bread, and it comes like with this twisty thing on it, you know? And first of all, they're not even consistent about the way they're twisted. Some of them are twisted to the right, some of them are twisted to the left. And for those of us who are somewhat impaired, it can take a while to figure out how to get the freaking bread wrapper open. And I don't understand why you need them anyway. I mean, you take the thing up, I just throw them away. People who put them back on and they retwist them, and some people haven't got the righty-tighty, lefty-loosey thing done, downright, you know.
What about the plastic, the clip-on ones?
You just give the loaf a spin, tuck it under, and put it down. You're done, you know.
Wait.
And another thing.
Mike, this is going to go out of tone if you don't stop. Go ahead.
The great toilet seat wars. First of all, I've become convinced that you can tell a lot about where the power lies in a household just by going into their bathroom and seeing the position of the toilet seat.
I like that.
Is it up? Is it down? You know, why would you go into a bathroom? If I have to explain that to you, you're a younger man than I thought. Of course, you all know what the real default position for the toilet seat is, with both lids down, so your hairbrush doesn't bounce in there when you drop it. Is that ukulele in tune yet?
Yes.
Waiting for a train in the cold dark.
Great job by Cooper and Keneally. One more hand for them.